I'll entertain a motion right now to take action, excuse me, action on the resolution of the 2019 budget and action. Let's do them separately, just for the record. So the item number three on the agenda, is there a motion for resolution of the 2019 budget?
I move that we adopt the 2019 budget.
A second.
A motion and a second. Here, I'm not going to call for discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries unanimously. Item number four is an action to amend on the amended 2018 budget.
Can I make a comment?
You absolutely.
You'll notice in your budget that we actually indicated the date information. You can see where these are the amendments, where there's blank spots in there. Those are things that have changed. It changed because of the change in our operation from the way it was being managed before to an in-house operation, hiring staff, an office, and all that stuff went along with it. That's what facilitated the changes that you see in the budget. Next year, you'll see your budget reports will look a lot nicer, a little cleaner than you've seen. The financial reports have seen a number of line items, some with zeros, some in several columns. That's because we were tracking several different things that were going on previously at the beginning of the year, and then when the new management took over and we had to set up the district a little bit differently. And so the CPA wants to continue to track those items throughout the year. And so the financial report looks like it's longer and more involved and everything. Next year it'll actually look more like the budget, and the expenditures will look a little cleaner and easier to understand.
Well, yeah, but we're holding ourselves to a higher standing and be a little more detailed. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Great. I have one question. Ms. Sanger, you've been working on the QuickBooks. And with the new QuickBooks version, how's that been working out?
We ended up going back to online. And reason being is when I went to go, they would not transfer the merchant number from the online to the desktop, which the merchant number lets us take credit cards. So when I went to go back in and set up a new merchant number, they told me they wanted somebody's social security number and one of you guys to be responsible, and I told them what they could do with it, and I went back online and re-upped the new number, and now we take credit cards.
Because a lot of people pay by credit card.
Uh-huh. I have over 100 customers that pay by credit card, and they wanted personal information and a personal guarantee from one of the board members, and I told them no.
That seems to me that we should be able to give an EIN number in its place.
And I did. Well, you have to have that. It's already on there. But they want a personal guarantee, even though we are a government entity, they will not issue. And however, and I don't know who set it up to begin with the first time, because it was set up previous to me. When it was set up, somebody guaranteed it with a social security number. They would not give us one. And so I went back to online because that's the only way I could accept credit cards.
And you know the one who did that? You know who did that originally?
Who?
Yeah, probably them.
No, it took me, I mean, we fought and fought and fought. I did. I seriously on the phone for I don't know how long. And they would not give us a merchant number. So okay. Without information.
You're going to get busted with a mug
no.
someday. You know
that's
that.
Not, no.
Not me.
So that being said, then, we allocated for the extra expense and accounting costs.
Absolutely.
And then my other question would be, is have we allocated for the credit card expense on payment?
Yes. In fact, that was a conversation we had today. The only thing that we have to figure out is, and I've got to get in there and get it done, is when they pay, when somebody goes online and pays through their invoice through QuickBooks, we have to implement the cost to them, and I haven't got that set up yet.
Well, that was my last question.
Yep.
So how are we, because it's not fair to all district members, in
no.
my opinion,
mm-mm.
that they, having a business that operates with QuickBooks Online,
yep.
and that's a three-ish, depending on where we are with it, 3-ish%.
We passed 3.5%, which I figured out because at the time it was only 1.5 or 2 or something like that, and the fees were coming in more. So I actually, they were charging us a percentage plus a quarter for every
transaction.
And so I anticipated it, and we passed it back in the middle of the year or whatever to 3.5%, which covers both fees.
Sorry, board members, but if you'll call, so I can tell you that QuickBooks Online operates in two different phases and departments.
Mm-hmm.
They don't often talk to each other. My suggestion would for you to go back to call processing on QuickBooks Online, see if you can negotiate better terms for this district and the customer.
I can do that.
And keeping in mind there, why they say they're related, and I know that they're tied in together on the software when you get in there, they are two totally separate, distinct departments that rarely talk to each other, and I know that from experience.
Okay, I can check that out. That's not a problem.
Okay, great. That being said, then I'll entertain a motion on item 4, F4, action of the amended budget 2018.
So moved.
Okay, I've got a so move and a
second.
Second. In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there a motion for item G?
Is there an item G?
I move that we adjourn.
Adjourn.